Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, my name's Nigel Jones and I'm Sales and Marketing Director at Practice Plan, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're going to be discussing the subject of corporate social responsibility, or CSR as it's otherwise known. And we're going to be doing that in the company of Mark Topley. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks very much.
I wonder if you wouldn't mind just explaining a little about yourself. I think most people probably know of you as the former CEO of Bridge to Aid, but a little bit about your background and what you're up to now.
Sure. So, you're right. Most people know I was part of Bridge to Aid for a long time, and as the CEO, part of the founding team, grew the organisation with that team to where they're now running 12 volunteer programmes a year and lots of dentists involved and all that sort of stuff. What people probably won't know about me was that as part of doing Bridge to Aid, we ran a very successful dental practice as well. So I've got experience in running a dental practice and what all that entails. And also had a lot of interaction with business, businesses of all sizes, dental practices across the UK, dental corporates, and then international businesses and global businesses as well. So a lot of experience working at different kind of areas, and had a lot of fun with Bridge to Aid over the last sort of 12, 13 years, living in Tanzania for much of that time. Now back in the UK, and I guess because of what I learned through the work with Bridge to Aid and seeing how good CSR can really impact on a business and on people that work for a business, I'm now trying to help people to get the benefits from CSR for their businesses, and that's what I'm here to talk about today.
So can we go back to basics? So corporate social responsibility, it's been a term that's been around for a couple of decades, I guess, now. How would you describe corporate social responsibility?
I think CSR speaks about who your company is. It's to do with what your company believes and how it does business. And I think for me, there's three kind of key elements. There's how good a corporate citizen are you? So how do you turn up in your community? What impact do you have on the people that come into contact with you as a corporate citizen, as a member of the community that you're in? How you do business, do you do business ethically, transparently? What's your kind of perception from the outside? So that relates to CSR as well. And then the third element would be how you treat your people. So how do you treat people that come into contact with you as customers? How do you treat your team? For me, it's the heart and energy of a business. And if you're committed to it and if you do it right, then it can create some real energy from within the business, which helps to drive all sorts of different business functions. It's about attitude, it's about warmth, it's about caring. And I think for me, it demonstrates how authentic you are as a brand as well, by showing care and concern and values to people that come into contact with you.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people would associate CSR with big corporations, the big retailers, the big supermarkets, or people like BP, that's Shell, yeah. Those sorts of people.
Yeah.
How do you translate CSR into the relatively small setting of a dental practice?
I think it's a fundamental thing for every business. I mean, you're quite right. The stories that we hear about are the big gaffes by people like BP and others who get their corporate social responsibility wrong, and then quite rightly government and consumers hold those people to account. But that can happen in a small business as much as it can in a large business. You know, CSR or the lack of CSR is going to have an impact on you, whether it's positive or negative. And it's going to have an impact on your team, it's going to have an impact on your patients, and it's going to have an impact on your reputation. And so what you need to be able to do is to bring some of the elements of CSR into the way that you run your practice. Because I think, you know, you talk about big business being where it's more relevant, but actually what we're increasingly seeing is a generation of consumers and employees who value transparency, who value authenticity, who want to be seeing businesses do good as part of how they do things. And I think some of those elements are quite easy to bring into running a dental practice as well.
Yeah, you mentioned then, Mark, about the impact that it has on the team. Mm-hmm. And certainly from what I've seen, where with all of the thousands of practices that I visited, every now and then you come across one that's totally embraced it, and yeah. You can see just how motivating it is for the practice team as a whole.
Yeah.
Would that be one of the key benefits, and what would be the other benefits that you would associate with it?
Oh, absolutely. I think for me, the key thing is the team, and it speaks to what Richard Branson says about, you know, you look after your team first and then your customers second and your shareholders third. You know, the benefits of the team are massive. You know, the statistics say that you can reduce your turnover by up to 50% if you've got a really good CSR package, because, you know, people want to feel good about coming to work. And I think people are increasingly looking to bring the values that they hold personally into their work. And so by creating opportunities for people to take part in charitable activities, community activities, you know, even things like Tough Mudders and, you know, collaboration exercises where they have to work together with their team, you can build that kind of bridge. And it means that people are then not just coming to work to do a job, but they're coming to work and there's an intrinsic feeling within that actually this helps me to work out who I am as well, as part of my mission as a human being. I'm doing some of that through my work. So I think team's really key. I think PR and reputation is really key as well. By doing these kind of activities, it gives you something to talk about, which is always important to have something authentic to talk about through your social media channels, through your PR channels. And also, I think it also helps with patients. I mean, statistically, again, people would say that you can see a 20% bump in revenue if you've got a really good CSR policy. And chatting to one of my friends who's done some of these kind of challenges before, he said when he was doing his major challenge, it gave him something to talk to his patients about, which built an instant rapport, which then lasted for months and months and months. So I think, you know, team, absolutely, it's a big key. Externally for PR and internally with patients, it can have a really positive effect all around.
Yeah, some interesting statistics there, the 50% turnover reduction in the team. I mean, I've seen for myself, as I say, just how motivating it can be. And you can almost sort of sense an improvement in performance just mm-hmm. because they've got a higher purpose, a bit like you're saying. Some quite grand language you were using there in terms of the impact it can have on people. But from my point of view, I've seen that for myself. I think it's incredibly powerful.
So the
trick, I guess, is how do you get started with it? What do you do? What process do you need to follow to try and embed it?
Sure. I think there's two sides to this. The first side is what are the key things that you need to remember about CSR if you're gonna do it. And I think for me there's four key things. You've got to commit to it. You can't do it half-heartedly. It's got to become part of your business, because firstly, because people won't see the authenticity in it if you're just doing one or two things and it's not really holding together. So you've got to commit. You've got to find a cause that fits for your business. And that's about the difference between something that's personally important to you and something that resonates with the people that work for you, but also what your business does. So find causes and activities that are congruent with your business purposes, but also where you can actually add value. So if you do a certain thing as a business, then look for ways to use some of those skills. It's not just about raising money, it's about using skills and time and expertise to help others as well. So commit, fit, connect is the third one. You've got to talk about what it is that you're doing, and you've got to involve your team, your patients, other stakeholders in what it is that you're trying to do. And then you've got to manage it well. You know, you've got to manage CSR like it's any other value creating asset, because that's exactly what it is as part of your business. So those are the four key things to remember. And then in terms of actually getting it going, I use a five-stage process, which is really envisioning, which is looking at, okay, what do I want to be? Who do I want to be as a business? What's important to me? What are my values? How does that match up with where I am now? So evaluating where you are now as a business. Engaging your team in the process of thinking, okay, we want to do something more. This is who we're trying to be as a business. How do you think we should go about doing that? So engaging your team, putting together a really clear plan, which is something really that I'm really passionate about. If you've got no plan, then it's not going to happen. So having a really good plan, and then being really ruthless about the execution as well. So not just putting that plan on a shelf, but having somebody involved who's then actually responsible for making sure those things are happening, and using the activity that you're doing as something to get people excited about. You know, it's a target that we're working towards, which isn't related to our normal KPIs, but it's a KPI about doing good. So making sure that's part of the plan as well.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I think you said something there about having a person that's mm-hmm. identified that sounds like would actually own the CSR policy, or at least coordinate and make sure that it's on track. Because I guess that's going to be the problem for an awful lot of the practice owners and dentists listening to this, is that actually they're incredibly busy. So they may go away from this podcast thinking, mm-hmm. absolutely, I want to do that. That's right. But I just don't have the capacity to think about it or to start. So how would they go about identifying someone that might be suitable?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that you have to lead it, whether you're busy or not. If, as the owner of the practice, as the leader of the practice, you know, you set the vision, you know, you're responsible for being the guardian of the vision and talking to people about what it is that we're doing here. Why is this important? So you've got to own it, and then you've got to empower somebody who can then carry that responsibility. And within your practice, you're going to have, this is not rocket science, but you're going to have your idealists, the people that love CSR, that really want to be doing it things all the time. You're going to have your enthusiasts who want to get on board and want to do things, and that's fine. And then you're going to have your indifferents who are kind of like, might get dragged along, but aren't really going to get involved. So you've got to choose a champion who's a real idealist. And that might be a practice manager, it might be somebody else on staff, but then you've got to give them the tools to be able to manage day to day what it is that needs to be happening. So you hold the vision, and it's your responsibility to say this is important, we're going to do this, but then you're empowering somebody else who has the skills and then can manage it like any other part of the business, any other KPI, any other improvement project that you're trying to do. You give that responsibility to that person, then that comes into your sort of monthly management meeting or whatever process it is you're using to measure progress in other areas.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, regular reviews, I think, are really important, because you can imagine people get all fired up, then they do a couple of things, but it doesn't become part of BAU, which it sounds like you're saying, business as usual is where it needs to head.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to some of the pitfalls, I mean, I was struck by what you said about a key benefit being PR. Mm-hmm. My fear sometimes is that one of the pitfalls is that's the reason people do it. So actually, mm-hmm. it immediately becomes quite superficial and quite transparent. So what other things should people watch out for, do you think?
Well, that's definitely a big one. And I think, you know, people will spot something that's not authentic from the beginning. I think the other thing is, it goes back to the things I was saying before about the four keys. If you don't commit to it properly, so, you know, make sure it's part of what you're doing, and you're actually setting an aim, you're setting a target, you're choosing a cause that makes sense to your business, and then you're saying to that charity or that cause or that school or that project, whatever it is you're going to do, we would like to work with you over this kind of period of time. We're going to put ourselves out there and make ourselves accountable by having a target that we're working towards. And then that then provides this intrinsic motivation of, gosh, you know, we've made this commitment, we better follow through on it. So you've got to have that sort of thing going. I think in terms of communication, I've always found a visual sort of representation of what it is that we're aiming for to be quite helpful. So with your team, to make sure that if there is a target that you're aiming towards, that's visual, that's maybe up on a notice board, that you're talking about that, you're keeping the whole project alive. So if you can keep those sorts of things going, and use it as something, as I say, as a touch point. You know, we've got this other stuff that we have to talk about because it's part of the business, it's part of doing business, but this is our thing that we're doing together, which is really, really exciting. So trying to keep injecting that excitement in to the whole project is something. And that means you've got to have activities that are appropriate. You've got to have a mix of different things. You know, don't choose one thing and say, right, everybody's going to do this, because there might be people in your practice that don't want to do a sponsored walk or a tough mudder. They might want to do something else. So give people a variety of things to choose from, because if they see it as a burden and something that doesn't actually make sense for them, then they won't follow through on it. Whereas if they see it as something which, actually, I can use my skills, this is something I'd like to do, I understand what the cause is, then they can get engaged and involved as well.
Yeah, I really like that idea. Well, like all those ideas, I like the point about actually engaging with a local cause, mm-hmm. and almost having a kind of moral contract to deliver to your promises. And I think that's maybe something that has been absent in a lot of the practices I've seen, who've got fired up and, as I say, have all the well intentions or good intentions.
Yeah.
But they lack that sort of. I mean, that's one of the things I think is really interesting, is dental practices, in my experience, hate letting people down. They absolutely loathe letting patients down.
Yeah.
So if you can harness that to help support your CSR policy, assuming that it doesn't become a burden and that you can integrate it into the way that the practice is working, then that seems to me a really powerful way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. They talk. There's a lot of talk in CSR circles about the sort of Goldilocks effect of your activities. Two sides to it. With your strategy, you've got to go big or go home. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. If you try and do it half-heartedly, it's not going to work. But when it comes to choosing your activities, you've got to choose just the right amount for your practice. And it might be the right amount for your season. You know, you might have a really busy season. You know, you've got some new staff in, you're growing quickly. So you might have to ramp down your CSR activity to take account of that. But other times of the year, it might be more important to increase things. So the summer's a great time, you know, when there's lots of activities, lots of, you know, ways to sort of get out and about. So if you can tailor what it is that you're doing for with your activities, then that's really important. The other thing I think with, you know, talking about the sort of moral contract with causes is that charities want to hear from you. Now, you've got to be careful that you don't overburden them. You know, we're going to raise you X amount of money. We're expecting, you know, a huge amount of input from you as a charity. But if you can share your aims and your goals with them and hear about what it is that they want as well, and enter into a relationship with a charity, committing to a period of time and saying, look, we're going to do this over this period, how can we best help? Then that kind of dialogue is, you know, can only be healthy, whether that's a charity for your local area or whether it's a national charity or an international dental charity, whatever it is. I'd always say build relationships with the charities that you're trying to work with.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That instead of just raising money for a cause, you're partnering that cause, and yeah, all that comes with that.
And they can help you to understand what it is that they're doing as well. And I think that's the key. You know, for anybody to do anything in life, you can have a strong why. You know, why am I doing this? Why is this important? And that's, you know, the people that work for the charities that you're trying to benefit will be able to tell you the stories of how the money is impacting, what their needs are, why, and that connects heart to heart with people, you know, not just yourself, but also the people on your team. And that can be another, you know, strong motivator and way that you're going to ensure more success.
Yeah. So if there was one step that people could take, having listened to you today, mm-hmm. what do you think that step would be? What would be the first thing to do?
I think the first thing to do is to reflect on who you want to be as a business. You know, go back to what I was saying. You know, what is CSR? Essentially, it's what kind of corporate citizen am I? You know, how do I show up in my community? How do I show up in the profession? What do I feel like as a business to touch? You know, is this somewhere that people want to be part of, that they liked coming to work, that people like coming through the door, because we've got a good feel about us, we're trying to be positive. Reflect against that. Reflect against, you know, the transparency and the ethics of how you're operating, which is hopefully all fully compliant. And then what kind of place are you to work? So if you can start to reflect on those three things, that will give you a vision of where it is you'd like to be if that's not where you are now. And then I think the key thing is to say, okay, we want to do something. We're not where we'd like to be. Let's just choose one thing that we're going to do. Get our toe in the water and see how that happens. If you enjoy doing something together, once you've seen the benefits, then I'm very happy to talk to anybody about, you know, go to my website. There's information there about the sort of things that I can do that I can help with. In the future, there's going to be an online course that you can go through, which will sort of teach you the basics of CSR and how to make it part of your practice. And then basically get in touch, and I'm very happy to help people and talk through the starting the journey.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed, Mark. I think that's been a really interesting talk, not just about the sort of concepts of CSR, but making it very real and very practical. So thank you very much indeed for your time.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.